For more than 2,000 years, Christians have celebrated and remembered heroes of the faith, first remembering those whose faith led them to martyrdom. Then, by the second century of the Common Era, people remembered not only martyrs, but also gifted leaders and those of exemplary holiness. The Roman Catholic Church has developed an elaborate process for the canonization of saints. From the earliest centuries, the remembrance of saints began locally and then spread. In the Anglican Communion, without any formal canonization process, people are remembered by their inclusion in the liturgical calendar and sometimes by church buildings named for them. The Roman calendar for February 3rd lists 22 saints. In 1903, Grace Church, Lexington, Virginia, changed its name to honor former Confederate General Robert E. Lee 30 years after he had served as senior warden while he was president of nearby Washington College. The college added Lee's name to its own after Lee's death. In 2017, the parish returned to its original name of Grace Church. Lee was never added to the church calendar, although his birthday is marked in a number of southern states. For a time in the late 20th century, Virginia had the odd custom of combining celebrations of the birthdays of Confederate generals Lee and Stonewall Jackson with that of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. in Lee Jackson King Day. There continues to be controversy surrounding the possible inclusion of Charles I, King and Martyr, in Anglican calendars. Some churches, even in the United States, are named for him, but the day of his execution, January 30th, 1649, is marked only unofficially. A recent addition to the Episcopal Church calendar is the Reverend Dr. Pauli Murray on July 1st. She was the first African-American woman ordained priest and was a lawyer, civil rights activist, university teacher, born in 1910 and died in 1985. She celebrated the Eucharist for the first time in 1977 in the Chapel of the Cross, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where her slave grandmother had been baptized. She read from a Bible her grandmother gave her early in life, the Bible resting on a lectern engraved to the memory of the slaveholder who brought the grandmother to baptism. Dr. Murray is part of the cloud of witnesses the church remembers when it speaks of the communion of saints.